Wife wanted. Wife wanted. Wife wanted. I am 38 years old, have a $15,000 yearly income, don't drink, don't gamble, don't cuss, don't smoke, and don't even flirt. I want a wife who would like home, music, and travel. I am seeking a companion the unusual way. Send your photograph and all detail about yourself to Norman Howard, Box 829, Hollywood, California.
Had the many friends of Norman Howard known about this ad, they would have thought he was losing his mind. In 1 month, he received 9,000 letters, 5,000 photographs, telegrams, cigars, fancy ties, silk pajamas, even perfume. We now find Bob Noland, a lifelong friend of Norman and Barbara Howard, at the front door of their beautiful foothill home.
Hello. Hello. No one home? Hello.
Oh. Hello, Bob. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be here, Norman. How have you been?
I've been wondering why you were away so long. Do you believe in immortality, Bob?
Why, of course, Norman. But what a funny question. You look tired. Why the gun?
See that pile of letters on the floor?
Of course, but what do they mean?
I hardly know how to answer you, Bob. Do you mind reading this letter?
Why, of course not. Reno, Oklahoma, February. Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. Dear Norman, I am a fellow member in the Purple Rose Social Club. I used to think all matrimonial clubs were a joke. Yet a very dear friend of mine met her husband that way. Now, I am 5 feet tall, have gray eyes, attractive form, and am very graceful. I never use face cream or makeup of any kind. And I know I would like to have a husband about your size and your age. I hope you will like my photograph and write me a long letter real soon. Helen Walker, 1420 Fulton Bay Avenue, El Reno, Oklahoma. What does this mean, Norman?
What do you think? Look at her photograph.
Very cute. Young, too. What's the joke?
There's no joke, Bob. You see, I ran a want ad for a wife. That pile of letters on the floor came within 1 month. The telegrams, fancy ties, perfume, even 3 pairs of silk pajamas. Can you beat that?
Well, I don't understand it. What does it mean?
I'm trying to find out something about immortality.
Immortality? Does Barbara know what you're doing?
I hope so. You see, Bob, since she left me, I've lost all faith in everything. Everybody. I don't even believe in God.
Where is Barbara?
She's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
She wanted me to run this ad.
Why, you talk like a crazy man, Norman. What is on your mind and... Well, come on, out with it.
Oh, I'm afraid I am going crazy, Bob.
Put that gun down, Norman.
Oh, don't touch me, Bob. I might as well end everything right now.
If you pull that trigger, Norman Howard, it will brand you a coward. It will destroy every bit of love Barbara ever had for you. What do you mean? Give me the gun. Now tell me about Barbara. Where is she?
She's gone, Bob. Gone, I tell you.
You frightened me, Norman. What happened?
Barbara's dead.
Thank you.
Norman was unable to talk further with Bob, but Bob soon learned that Barbara had been stricken overnight and had passed away in 4 days. Norman, deeply affected, was on the verge of tragedy. But of late, the memory of her devotion had inspired him to expose people who prey upon a gullible public, people who are lonely, unhappy, and who will join most any cult and creed in desperate hope to find home and happiness. From this point of our story, we take you to lunch hour time in a garment factory in Denver, Colorado. Hilda Black and Nora Kelly are discussing the Howard Want ad.
Say, Hilda, did you read that Hollywood ad yesterday?
What kind of an ad, Nora?
Well, a man in Hollywood with a big income is advertising for a wife.
Well, you're not kidding, are you?
Not on your life, Hilda. I answered the ad.
Now I know you're kidding.
Oh, is that so? Well, look, here's a copy of the letter. Want me to read it?
Gee, bet it's a good one, if you wrote it, sister.
Denver, Colorado. Sunday, 5 p.m. Mr. Norman Howard, Box 829, Hollywood, California. My dear stranger, I am 22 years old, weigh 118 pounds, and have soft, dark eyes, which people say have that come-and-get-me look. I've often wondered how people live in Hollywood, and I've always wanted to go out there.
Well, say, who doesn't want to see Hollywood? But pardon me, dear, go ahead.
All right. Mr. Howard, some time ago, I joined a Get Acquainted Club, and when I read your ad, I felt we had a few things in common. People who know me well call me the Oomph Girl of Denver.
Oh, gee, you're good.
I'm enclosing a photograph of myself, but it really doesn't do me justice.
Oh, of course not.
I have a lovely athletic figure, am fond of music and travel, and I've always dreamed of meeting a man who would appreciate a real pal. And we might be even more.
Oh.
If you like my letter and my photograph, you'd like me in person much better.
Oh, yeah?
Won't you please return the photograph if I'm too late? Nora Kelly, 2247 Kansas Hill Road, Denver, Colorado.
And you gave him your address? Well, what do you think of that?
In Shreveport, Louisiana, a member of the Purple Rose Club of California paid $2 for her membership by mail, then sent another $5 for three names of men who had money. And we now find this woman writing to Howard.
Dear Mr. Howard, I am a mature woman, 69 years young, but don't look a day over 30. I read your ad, and I'm interested. I work in a pickle factory and have false teeth, but that don't keep me from being romantic. I am full of youth and vitality. I joined two social clubs, but so far I have not found a desirable companion. I would rather be fair and free than too young, fickle. Do you really have $15,000 a year income? And do you really want a wife? I dress well. I come from a respectable family, and I long for love and affection. Please write me at once, in care of General Delivery, Shreveport, Louisiana. Signed, Dolly Madison.
In Greenville, South Carolina, another lonely soul is yearning for companionship. A bit different, however, to Dolly Madison.
Dear Norman, I see where you're advertising for a wife, and you say the women in Hollywood have cold kisses and hearts of lead. And so I'm writing to tell you that I'm in my early 30s. I'm good-looking, plenty of pep, and I know from experience that you must be a real he-man. I have brown hair, brown eyes, and a very attractive figure. And I write poetry, too. I drive my own car, and I love a good home above everything else. Your big income don't mean a thing to me. Do you belong to any church? Do you play golf? You say you don't drink and you don't gamble, smoke, nor flirt. Well, pray tell me, man, then what do you do to pass the time away? Oh, Mr. Howard, to have the love of such a wonderful man. Oh, it would be so wonderful. Oh, in fact, Mr. Howard, I'd walk all the way to California to win you, if I could. Oh, do send me a photograph in exchange for mine. Oh, I got my divorce yesterday, Mr. Howard, and thank heaven, I'm as free as a bird once more. Awaiting your reply with eager interest, and hoping that the red carnations and the big magnolias that I'm sending you will reach you in safety. I am your loving leap year girl from Carolina, Jackie Gilmore, 785 Northwest Tennessee Avenue, Greenville, South Carolina.
Lonely women who work in factory, bank, or shop, wealthy widows, some really wanting a husband, others seeking adventure, unhappy married women sitting at home wondering what their husbands are doing, women who go from one fortune teller to another, paying for alluring promises never fulfilled. Wife Wanted is a drama dealing with men and women of today, a story to open the eyes of lonely people who try to find happiness by joining cult and club in which strangers meet.